Well, there are many things that we can be thankful for, and I will just touch on a few more as we work through Luke 17. So grab your Bibles. While you're turning there, I do want to also just say a few things that for which I am thankful for, and on a horizontal plane, and it is for the church, whether it's like Robin, who's doing something invisible that we don't see, and that's putting the messages up on the internet, from the nursery workers to the cleaners, to those who are here repairing, to those who mow the yards, to those that work with the children, to all the Awana workers. We do have a large church involvement, and I am grateful for that. Personally, I'm also grateful for your support and your kindness that you showed to Robin and I this past late summer, early fall. We were totally unworthy of it, but you were very kind in showing your support for that. In Luke 17, it is truly a very well-known, very common passage on Thanksgiving. But it encapsulates exactly what thankfulness is. Because thankfulness is primarily to begin with a mindset. A mindset. A thankful attitude, number one, counters or works against my carnal tendencies to complain. If I wanted to, although the missions trip, and you'll probably hear some more of it on Sunday, although the missions trip was probably a 10 out of 10, if I thought hard enough, I could find something to complain about. And some of us know those kind of people. If you gave them $1 million, they would complain because you didn't give them a wheelbarrow to carry it away in. You know, it's always too hot, it's too cold, it's too wet, it's too dry, it's too spicy, it's too bland. But that's just part of our carnal, natural tendency. Thankfulness is an attitude that works against it and works against that tendency to complain. As we think through just some of the people that we know, oftentimes, not always, but those who complain, I don't want to switch lives with them because they're miserable people, because it is too hot and they don't enjoy it because it's too hot. They don't enjoy it because it's too cold. They don't enjoy life because it's too wet. And they don't enjoy life because it's too dry. And on it goes. So thankfulness is an attitude that truly brings life and joy and happiness to my life, because otherwise, if it is always too hot, too cold, too wet, too dry, or if people are giving me money and I'm complaining because I don't have a wheelbarrow, you know, what kind of a life is that? That's just not a pleasant place to be. Working through some of the attributes of God on Wednesday nights, the knowledge of God, and a greater knowledge of God just really honestly can do nothing else but drive a person to greater thankfulness to God. As we fully understand Him as Creator and us as creation, as we fully understand Him and His sinless perfection and me, sinfully imperfect, there's nothing but gratitude and thanksgiving to God. So let's look at these verses here, and I'll just read them, and I just want to make just two general observations. We'll sing another song, and we'll let you get going. Verse 11, Luke 17, chapter 17, verse 11. Now it happened, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." So when he saw them, he said to them, "Go show yourselves to the priest." And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God, fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Ooh, that's the proverbial trailer trash. That is the ethnic group of people that we want nothing to do with. Those are, as we were going down there in South America, those were the gringos. Just the outcasts of society. They were Samaritans. Now notice what happens. 17. So Jesus answered and said, were not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found to return to give glory to God except this foreigner? Foreigner. Now what he has done is he said the other 9 were Jews. The foreigner, the outcast, the dregs of society that everybody looked down upon. That I remember growing up in Minnesota years ago, the Polish people were always the brunt of the Polak jokes. And I'm sure there's different ethnic groups that are being picked on, but they were the ones that were picked on. They were the lower dregs of society. And he says, wait a minute, where are the 9 Jews? Nobody's coming back except this foreigner. And then he said to them in verse 19, arise, go your way, your faith has made you whole. And again, I'm probably not going to share anything new with you, but you know, number one, just one point here is that not many people are thankful. Some of you, you will go or not go. You will have people come to your house and you have already spent hours in preparation. You've cooked, you've cleaned, you've done all kinds of things. You're going to go home tonight and finish cooking and cleaning and all that kind of stuff. And you will be invaded by people tomorrow. And for some of them, at best, you will hear, oh, it wasn't that bad. Oh, it was okay. And that's about all you're going to get. And for some, they will find fault with it. It will be too hot, or it's too cold. It's too raw. It's too overcooked. You know that broccoli, it's just not perfect. It's a little mushy or a little crunchy, and they will tell you that. But what about us? If we're going over to someone's house tomorrow. But again, it's that whole mindset. The whole mindset will play into, are we going to go over to someone's house and be appreciative? Would we be appreciative if it was just a peanut butter jelly sandwich? Or does it have to be absolutely perfectly cooked and seasoned to our own liking? Before we will give any acknowledgement of, yeah, it wasn't bad. Thanks, we'll do it again next year. Of course, at your place. But you know what I'm saying? And we need to really be thinking through that, because there's not many who are truly thankful. We need to be thankful for God, for our salvation, saving us from hell, sanctification from saving us here on hell on earth, and then just faithfulness of God in spite of our fickleness. And we need to be thankful for our spouses. We need to be thankful for our parents, our children. We need to be thankful for stuff. And here I was just reminded of it yesterday. My cousin, and some of you can help me with the relationship here, what the term is, but my cousin's child, my second cousin's house burned down there in Isle, Minnesota. And she's a single mom with five kids, and didn't have homeowner's insurance, and now she's lost everything. So, it could have been our house while we were gone. But just the stuff, the floods, the tornadoes, no bombs or rockets. I guess Israel and Hamas are going back and forth a lot. We don't have to worry about having rockets coming down our way, for which, again, I'm very grateful for the men and women who served our country and given us this protection and freedom we have. I'm thankful, and we need to be thankful for our church. With just, again, those who serve in the church, as I mentioned earlier, the invisible ones, to even Jesse and those who are singing in more prominent, visible positions. We need to be thankful for answered prayer. I had a couple of them just yesterday. We get to the Argentina or Buenos Aires airport, and I get out of the car, B and I, and we go off into the airport, and it's not too long, and I remember, oh, I forgot my glasses in his car. 2.5 hours it is one way. Now, he hadn't gone that long. But anyway, I got my glasses, my billfold then as we were getting off the airplane in Miami, fell out and went down. The grid was missing and it went down into the side of the plane and they were able to pull it out. But just the answers to prayer that we've all experienced this year, whether it's glasses or whether it's billfold, whether it's been work, whether it's been the car starting, getting the car repaired wherever Kathy is. Just so much to be thankful for. Our country, our government, our trials. We need to be thanking God for our trials, that they are purposeful. So we need to embrace that mindset of being grateful, of gratitude. And here's why. Again, just notice there in verse 17. Not only will it enrich our lives if we can embrace an attitude of gratitude, but what happens in verse 17, God notices. God notices who's grateful and who's not. He said, well, wait a minute. Didn't I heal 10 of you? How come the other ones aren't coming back? Where are the other 9? We got this Samaritan, but where are the others? So I would just encourage you this day, in fact, more than this day, but just to continue to develop truly an attitude of gratitude. As someone mentioned earlier in 1 Thessalonians, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. All right, let's pray. So, Father, we once again just thank you for the opportunity to be here, to hear the many testimonies, both in relationship to you and relationship with others. And, Lord, I pray that we will continue to be working on our attitude, that it would not be one of rights, that it would not be one of entitlements, but that it would be an honest reflection of who we are in relationship to you and in relationship to others, Father. And that with that attitude of gratefulness, it would unlock joy and happiness in our life and would be pleasant in your eyesight. So, Lord, again, just the many who are traveling, I guess as I heard right, this is still the most traveled day of the year. We do pray for the many of our church who are already gone, those who will be traveling. Give them safety in their travels. Give them a good time with their families. Lord, I also pray there might be an opportunity to witness. I'd like to think that as the families get together for Thanksgiving, that there might be a opportunity to give some token expression of thanks, and then that would be our opportunity to thank God for saving us. So, Lord, we just pray that you'll work through the many details this Thanksgiving weekend, and I do pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.